This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Before leaving our study of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 15, let's highlight some additional instructions. We've reviewed Paul's instructions to leaders and followers in a local church. These additional instructions are vital to a healthy church experience. Verse 13 declares, "Live in peace with each other." God not only wants us to be at peace with Him and experience His peace in our hearts, He wants us to enjoy peace with each other in the church. If relationships within your church are anything but peaceful, you need to remember these words in Romans chapter 12, verse 17. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. If your church is in turmoil, do your best to live peacefully with others. If most did that, many tensions would cease, and the peace Christ gives would be experienced. The angel chorus declared that first Christmas night, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." Luke 2:14. The one who promises this is the one Isaiah the prophet called the Prince of Peace in Isaiah 9:6. Paul declares in Ephesians 2:14 through 16, "He himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross. Thank him for what he's done, and then do your part."